The TEDx Student Organization at Purdue will present a screening of the independent film Following the Ninth in the Footsteps of Beethoven's Final Symphony Friday evening at 7 in Fowler Hall at Purdue's Stewart Center. And with me is Joseph Lewis of TEDx Purdue U to tell us about this TED event. Welcome to the studio.
Joseph. Oh, thank you, John. Thank you for having me.
It's Friday evening at 7 in Fowler Hall at Purdue Stewart Center, and this is a screening of the independent film Following the Ninth in the Steps of Beethoven's Final Symphony. Joseph, I understand that there'll be a special guest on the program as well as the screening, and that will be the director?
That's correct. So the director, Kerry Kendall, has, you know, very gracefully accepted our invitation to come and have a discussion about the film after the screening itself.
Tell us a little about your student organization and this event.
Sure. TEDx Purdue U is Purdue's own independently organized TED event. I'm sure some of the listeners at least would be familiar with TED. So what we do is we get licensed by the main TED organization that's out of California to organize our own conference, which is like TED. So we go out and find speakers who we think have inspiring stories to share with the community, and we market the event too. So our goal is, I guess, twofold. The first one of which is to inspire the local community by finding stories that are worth spreading. And the second one, as in the case of Mr. Kerry Kendall, is to bring in people from outside Purdue who have great stories to share.
Well, you have sort of a compelling story to share in that the reason that this film is coming to Purdue is all because of you. Tell us how you came to bring it to Purdue.
So I first heard the Ninth Symphony 2 years back, and it was really by accident when someone had posted a video of it on Facebook. And I just couldn't stop listening to it, and I kind of got obsessed with it. There was this whole phase where I'd listen to it over and over again for a while, which was when I started reading about it online. And I found that there was this person, Mr. Kendall, in fact, who was making a film on the effect of the Ninth Symphony across the globe, which really fascinated me. So he was in the stages of completing the film in terms of editing parts of it. I'm really fortunate to have been in a position where I could actually get the film here to Purdue and to get Mr. Kendall himself.
Well, you mentioned the film's director, Mr. Mm-hmm. Kendall. Tell us why he was inspired to basically gallop all over the globe to make this film.
So Mr. Kendall is not from a classical music tradition himself. He's more of a rock and roll fan. And he heard the symphony when he was in his mid-20s, I'd say. It just appealed to him, and that's the kind of appeal that I'm assuming, you know, set him off on this crazy journey all across the world.
Similar story to yours, practically, would
you
say?
I'd say so, yeah.
Parts of the Ninth Symphony have been extensively used in the media, and especially that concluding Ode to Joy is very familiar to a lot of people.
Right.
So how does Kendall show modern audiences that aren't familiar with classical music, say, that Beethoven's Ninth is more than just a nearly 200-year-old piece of classical music that contains a popular tune?
That the Ninth Symphony would be a very good entry point into classical music for someone who hasn't really appreciated it before then, because that leads you on to, like, all the entire repertoire of classical music. The song transcends nations and time, and so it has been used over the years in inspiring people to action, which is really the subject of the movie. So in the movie itself, we'd see people all across the globe in different times of history where they've used this piece of music to rouse their peoples to action. And I guess that is the timeless appeal that this music has, mm-hmm. which is what Kerry tries to bring out in his film as well.
And we know in our previews of the movie, you and I, that there are scenes, for instance, from Tiananmen Square in China, where the protesters utilized the music,
right,
as well as, I think, even one punk musician in England made use of it as well. So it's a wide range of experiences and people who have been inspired by this music.
That's true, yeah. And there's stories from Chile, Japan, and even South Africa. I think you went to a total of 5 continents in the making of this film, yeah.
Well, Joseph Lewis, thank you so very much for coming in and telling us about this very special event.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you, Jan.
Friday night screening of Following the Ninth in the Footsteps of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony is open to the public and no tickets are required. The program begins at 7 at Fowler Hall in Purdue's Stewart Center. The film's director, Kerry Kendall, will also participate in a TED event on March 7th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Loeb Playhouse for an in-depth exploration and discussion of the film. Tickets for the March TED event are available at the Stewart Center box office through Purdue Convocations and at the TEDx website, tedxpurdueu.com. I'm Jan Simon for WBAA.